No, there's literally nothing in there.
You might have
literally
to,
nothing.
You might have to
literally zero.
Dig it out of there, like
literally,
just, like mine
literally,
it.
literally nothing.
What are the people called that dig for a living?
Literally nothing. What do you mean dig for a living? Grave diggers?
No.
They do like dig for a living.
The dinosaur bones. Those guys.
You mean Indiana Jones?
No, paleontologists.
Archaeologists.
Paleontologists are just dinosaurs?
That's Spielberg. I don't know. What are you getting at?
What are you
talking about?
If you go back like a minute and a half, maybe you can just dig something out of there, like mine it.
I could dig out literally nothing.
You could say that about the last 10 years.
Yeah. So did your mom. I don't know. Hello and welcome to episode 579 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam in lovely Vancouver, British Columbia.
Is it lovely?
I guess. I haven't been outside really today.
Oh, in general, it's always lovely, but like today I meant.
Yeah, my forecast is it's going to be.
Because February's never great. I mean, February made me shiver.
That's true. Although it can be.
I delivered.
February in Vancouver has those, like, you know, days where it absolutely can be perfect. It could, yeah, exactly. But yeah. If you get caught in one of those days, then you think it could be like that all the time, and it really isn't. They're sort of one-offs. But you get these beautiful days. Could be, you know, 12, 13 degrees, sunshine. You could wear shorts outside, and then it goes back to rainy and six.
Yeah. that's always the worst to me, when it's rainy and six. Not when it's rainy and, you know, 14, or, you know, cold and minus two. It's that six where it's like, it's neither. It's not cold. It's not warm. It's just.
Yeah. And the definitely having a low to the ground puppy that goes outside to pee a lot. And then just like, you know, it just comes in each time just soaking wet on, you know, low to the ground, like the tummy, the legs, everything is just covered in that wet kind of muddy. And you just, every time you got to go through the routine of cleaning the dog off. So I much prefer dry weather since having a dog.
Yes. Okay. I'll see what I can do.
Yeah.
When did you get the dog again? How old is it?
Dog is 5 months. So we got her 3 months ago.
3 months. So that was in November.
Yes, that would be right. That's
okay.
The math,
so not, yeah. Okay. So your summer days of dog fun are still ahead of you. Your first.
Yes,
one.
We haven't had that. Like, we've had her in the roughest weather stretch of Vancouver, like through the damp season. Let's call it.
The damp season.
Ugh. Yeah. Yeah. It's not great. Yeah.
Stephen King's worst book, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it was the fourth book in that book of four that all got made into movies except for one. It was like the damp season did not make it. Stand by Me, Shawshank, and that other one. Starring Ross. I think wasn't Ross in that one? No one saw
Ross it. From Friends?
Yeah.
Okay. You just call him Ross and David Geller or whatever his name is. No, it's not Geller.
David Schwimmer.
Schwimmer. Geller's his Ross last name.
Yeah. I know him as Karen's husband in The Wonder Years.
Okay. So
that's literally where when I first saw Friends, I was like, hey, Wonder Years. I'm not even kidding you. That's where I knew him from. I was a big Wonder Years fan, though.
Yeah. Yeah. You're the one.
Mm. Oh, yeah. No one else liked that one. Yeah,
music. I knew that would stir something. Yeah.
Everyone hated The Wonder Years. What was I going to get to? Oh, Patreon. If you want to help us out, click on our site. Go to our site, twohosers.com. Click on the Patreon link. Pledge a couple of bucks, and then you know what you can do, Adam?
What?
Did you know what you can do if you pledge us?
No, I didn't know.
You can leave us a message.
Oh,
great. That I will not get back to for like 8 months.
Oh, what was the last message you received?
It was help, also the first
help,
message.
Please, this is the, please yeah. help, help.
Yeah, this is your mother. No. I did not know. So here's the thing: is the other day I had to go do some, you know, maintenance, and went on there, and lo and behold, I discovered completely by accident that Patreon has a messages section.
Okay.
I did not know.
Tell me more. This sounds interesting.
Well, it's interesting if you're one of the people who actually sent us a message months ago and heard nothing from me.
Yeah, nothing. That's bad customer service, man.
Well, they heard nothing from you either, Adam. But okay, still have it. They're still over on that on the Adam drive.
Okay.
So that was terrible. I legitimately felt awful, and I got back to everybody. I wrote a message saying, "Oh my, like I am probably too dumb to do this." First of all, so I didn't even know. I didn't even know there were messages to look for. And then when I did see them, I did respond. But imagine that people, not only do they go out of their way to send us money, you know, every month, a couple of bucks every month, they actually take time out of their day to write something nice. All the messages were nice too, about how much they appreciate the show and keep up the good work. Alan, more so. No, but keep up the good work and just... basically taking time out of their busy lives to be congratulatory and supportive. And I freeze them out for like 6 months.
Okay. Good work. Yeah. Are they still listeners? Do any of the names seem familiar?
Yeah. Sylvie Schwartz. Is that your mom?
No. She's probably a different Schwartz from a different chapter.
Okay. From a different chapter of the Two Hosers fan club. Yeah. Yeah, so no. So to everybody who has pledged, we very much appreciate it. And to those who pledged and sent messages, I hope my response was good enough, and I sincerely apologize for not even seeing them until now.
Okay.
All right.
Apology accepted.
And go ahead and send messages back where you're mean to Adam if you want.
I'm just on behalf of all the listeners who sent messages.
Yeah.
Apology accepted.
Okay, I'm not sure that's how it works.
Okay, I'm the voice of the listeners. All right.
Yeah. On behalf of all Canadians named Alan living in Germany, I say we do not accept.
Okay, all right.
So, it's me, and is Alan all the Canadian or not?
I'm going to say probably. You're probably the only Alan in Germany from Canada. Not in all of Germany, but maybe in Tübingen.
I would assume I'm the only Canadian Alan in Tübingen. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. So on behalf of the Tübingen Alans.
We have a guy on our team just moved here from a little place called Aldergrove.
Oh, wow. Is his name Alan?
No.
Okay. Then this story sucks.
No. But he used to play for that team that you used to work with or something. Didn't you work with didn't you do some physio for a baseball team briefly?
Oh, the Langley Blaze?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that. Well, when I worked in Langley for years, yeah, I would see some of the Blaze. Yeah.
Yeah, he played for them.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now he's on your team, so way to make it.
Well, you're not on my team.
That's true.
You're not good enough.
Not good enough to get the call. No, I never played baseball after I was about 17, so I didn't expect to get the call.
Okay.
Yeah. Short career.
We'll see. Hey, never too late.
Okay.
So there's that. But kind of based a little bit on, I wouldn't say your recommendation, but your support, I would say.
Okay.
What movie I showed the kids last night. And I'll tell you, it went over so well, they would like to see part two tonight.
What movie? I don't remember a recommendation, so.
Lethal Weapon. No.
Die Hard.
Karate Kid.
Oh, Karate Kid's the best.
It is the best. Like, I had forgotten how, for the most part, family-friendly it is.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's fine.
Well, I mean, guys get kicked in the mouth.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, no, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
As long as I'm the one doing the kicking, not the mouthing.
Right.
The guy mouthifying that foot is not...
No, that's not good. No, that's you don't want to enforce or yeah. recommend that. No. You watched the original, like, 19... I think it's 84 or whatever.
84, Ralph yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nice, nice.
You got to go with that. And just like I'm sitting there watching my son. My daughter loved it too. But like watching my son just get right into it. And my daughter just devastated. She's like, but he's there to learn karate. Why is he painting the fence?
Yeah.
What is he doing? Why is he washing the cars?
There's no good sequels though. Like you can't watch the other ones. They're pretty much
They want to see part two. I don't know. When you're that age,
it's bad. It's bad. It's really bad.
It is. It's not good. It's disappointing.
You know what's better? I mean, again, through the kids' eyes, it's not a good movie, but they will enjoy it much more. Is just the remake with Jada Smith or yeah. whatever his name is, Willow, or I don't know which Smith it is, but the remake with Jackie Chan as Mr. Miyagi, like that one is actually was one of Jack's favorites back at that age. Now it's too long of a movie. He mostly watched the tournament part like 8 million times. That was the same with Karate Kid 1. After he got through it the first time, it was just he had the tournament on rewatch like every day for like 6 months. Like, I kid you not, he watched that tournament. And then when he saw not the second one, but the remake, same thing, just over and over and over again, the last like 20 minutes of the movie, we just watched that on repeat. So I feel like he was about the age Sam is now. And he will like the reboot better than number two or number three. We watched them recently. Probably. They're bad movies, really bad movies.
Yeah, no, they are bad. I'm just saying, I remember I saw part two in the theater when I was a kid. I was like 15 probably or 14, depending on when it came out. I'm going to say 86, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so I'd have been like 12 years old then. And I remember it, you know, Peter Cetera's good, though.
Sure.
The song was fine. It won an Oscar, didn't it? Didn't it win an Oscar? I will fight for your honor. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You fight for the honor. So they asked to see it. I will oblige. My son did see all three Mighty Ducks this week.
Okay.
Because, fun fact, he had a sick day. And nice. Got a little stomach bug, and which leads me to a question for you. But, yeah, so he stayed home and he is bored. He's so mostly angry he can't go to school and play with his friends.
Right.
And so I had to kind of distract him. And so he watched all three Mighty Ducks movies in a row.
There's the Mighty Ducks reboot series is also mm-hmm. very good on Disney or whatever. Yep. I think it's Disney. Yeah. And we really enjoyed that.
Yeah, we're getting to that. Although I don't know, Adam, they did not like the Home Alone reboot on Disney like that you recommended.
Oh, okay. Sarah and I enjoyed that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that my kids were nonplussed.
Okay.
But, my question to you is, as a physiotherapist.
Okay.
Right? Sure. If I said to you, here, my plan, Adam, is for the next 24 months. I am going to restrict myself to a wheelchair.
Okay.
And I'm just going to, that's all I'm going to do. I'm not going to take a single step. I'm just going to be Joey wheelchair all around.
Okay.
Okay. At the end of that 24 months, I get up and I'm going to run a 100 meter dash. Okay. What's my outcome going to be?
I'm going to say not great. Yeah.
And what's going to happen? What's going to happen to me?
You're going to probably not be able to walk.
Okay, there we go. So that's my contention. So my contention is in my normal life, I play I play baseball, as I've mentioned about a billion times. But baseball is a dirty sport. You're getting there on the dirt. You're mucking it up. It's a couple days a week. You're getting dirty.
Sure.
You're going about your life. You're walking around with other people, and you're talking to people. Not baseball. Just aside from that, in life, you're out there talking to people, riding the bus, doing your thing, no mask. That's there. You go. You're living your life. 2 years now, you got to wear a mask. What's going to happen when you confront a simple little bug, a simple little stomach bug?
I don't.
Are you going to have the same response as if you're out running around in the dirt all the time?
Yeah, I don't know that that's really going to make a difference.
You already told me your answer about the wheelchair, and I think it's consistent.
No, I think those are two very different things, but I understand mm-hmm. where you're going with your analogy. I don't think that that will matter, though.
Yeah, okay. Well, good thing you're not a doctor.
I like your... Now, if you were walking around in a completely sterile bubble for 2 years... Then yeah. you came out of that bubble and you were confronted yeah. with a stomach bug. Then I'd think your analogies would line up a little bit better. But simply wearing, especially for a child, a medical mask part of the time. I'm talking
about me now. Well, okay. Then why are we wearing a medical mask? If the medical mask won't contribute to that, so here's my contention. This is the sticky situation because it was me. I actually got sick for a day, and okay. I do not get sick. I don't get sick. Ever. Okay. Like, really, legitimately, I promise you, it doesn't happen. Now, we all tested negative for COVID, so it wasn't that. Legitimately was some sort of a weird bug. It, you know, sort of beat me up a little bit for a day, and then I was okay, but it doesn't happen. So, you're saying that unless I was doing a, you know, like a plastic bubble, then it will have no effect on my immune system, but just a simple... Because we use surgical masks here. We haven't used cloth masks in well over a year. Well over, year and a half.
Yeah, like me either. I haven't used a cloth mask forever. Right. I don't even know that I ever really did. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but so here it's, and even now it's an N95 minimum is in public. So,
okay.
Or in like inside.
Stores or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, and so you're saying that, you know, just wearing that, it's going to have no effect.
I don't know, no effect, very little effect is what I would argue.
Okay. Yeah. Then it also, to me, would have very little effect on the transmission of said virus.
Yeah. And again, I think my stance kind of from the beginning was just that, okay, well, wearing a mask is basically possibly going to, you know, limit the range of the spray of your saliva yeah. around. So it's going to do yeah. that. I don't know that. And so if everyone does that a little bit, then certainly it's going to do something. But I don't know how much more it's going to do than that. So I'm sure yes. it has a small impact in that way. But as far as our immune system working or not, I don't believe it's making that big of a difference. Mm-hmm.
I believe it's one or the other. It's either all or nothing, like life. Okay. Life okay. is black or white, one or nothing, one or zero. Sure. That's what it is.
Sure.
There's no gray except for my hair. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's that. All right. Speaking of that, check out my gray hair on the latest Holzfäller woodworking video. It's up, by the way. The first I start making the bench with drawers, Adam. What'd you think of that video, Adam?
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
You can't wait. I made 3 benches since I saw it.
Yeah, that's true. I'm going to make fun of you in every video and just see how it goes when I ask you, how was the video? Oh, great.
It was awesome. Meanwhile,
I tore up a picture of you at the end like Sinead O'Connor and the Pope.
I would love that. That was Saturday Night Live, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I wish I hadn't made that reference now because she had a rough week with her son dying. So that was not. I forgot about that part when I made the SNL reference.
Okay. All right.
Sorry. Okay, sorry, everybody. It's not what I meant.
Sorry, Sinead. Did we get any Ben Affleck backlash about my Daredevil dig?
No.
Yeah. No. Pretty sure he's not listening. But yeah, anyways,
Jennifer, J-Lo's a fan, though.
Yeah. I dug up my my footage at one point and watched it, and I'm like, yeah. Yeah, that's...
Well, you dug up the Flash.
I dug up the over the hill Flash and I rewatched that and I'm like, who am I to be commenting on Affleck's abs?
Fat. Is it, what do you call it? How do you call it? It's gotta be a fat Affleck.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. And then you watch him in The Town and you're like, yeah, I've never looked like that though.
The Town? Was he ripped in The Town?
Oh my, yes.
Really?
141 pounds, all of it muscle. You don't remember that?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm coming out in defense of Affleck.
Okay. All right.
Dude was buff. No Pearl Harbor Affleck, but still.
All right.
No Voyage of the Mimi. Ben Affleck.
What about Mallrats Affleck? That's not
definitely Mallrats Affleck. Yeah. I heard they're making a sequel to that.
Haven't they made like 10 sequels already? Isn't that what they do?
To Mallrats? I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. No, I don't think they have. They did them all to those other ones, Jay and Silent Bob ones.
Yeah. I saw Clerks in the theater before anyone knew what it was. So
that makes you a hero.
No, it makes me. I was a fan early on, but I can't say I've enjoyed all the sequels.
Okay.
Sorry, Kev. I know he went to Vancouver Film School and all, but all right, let's get into some photo stuff, Adam.
Sure.
Been too long.
I'd love to. All right.
Did you shoot anything interesting this week? Nope.
No, I didn't. Oh, I shout out to, I can't remember who, but whoever did the Adam Photoshop with the dog, with Sonny the dog. That was funny.
Yeah.
That was really funny. I enjoyed that.
Was that Joe?
I can't remember. And then there was another one like with, maybe it's in the mix this week with the, I don't get it. Maybe you can explain it to me. So explain that one to me.
We'll get to it.
Okay.
I'm trying to find out who that other one.
The dog one was legitimately funny. Just putting my face randomly, not as funny. I like the one you did was funny, like on Sam's little friend, like that was funny. And certainly the Sonny the dog one was funny. Like I laughed out loud and my kids laughed out loud. So if I don't laugh, it's not good. Cause I feel like I'm an easy laugh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess.
So
was,
really.
It was good. I'm looking at it now. It was JC and it was excellent.
Okay.
And you're right. You only wish you had that beautiful mane. Yeah. That's a lot though.
Yeah. Yeah. It's extreme. Yeah.
You got to manage it. The one good thing about like being bald though is like it's pretty low maintenance.
Sure. Except Isn't for it? you do have to shave your head. Well, for me, it's every second day.
Is shave it really? You second. Really shave your head? Why do you get like the Costanza, like the rim?
Yeah, you don't want the horseshoe. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want that horseshoe at all. Star Trek character.
Yeah. So you try to keep the horseshoe at a minimum. So it's every second day. But the good news about shaving your head for those out there who are wondering. Which is probably a lot of our listener base, is that it's round and it's easy. So I'm going to say the shaving the head, mine 5 minutes. That's the time.
Okay.
It's very easy.
All right. Good to know.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on. Photo stuff. I didn't shoot anything interesting, but someone who Photoshopped me did. Yeah. So that I'm mentioning that.
All right. Let's get into the photo challenge. And the photo challenge for January was white, vice, en français, Adam.
Blanc.
Let's get us out of the way first, because I think the listeners deserve the full focus here.
Okay.
Okay, so here's yours.
You have two, but
I have two because, here's the thing, there's the one of my son in the snow, which I think I'm pretty sure I already posted, but I wasn't sure if I posted it as a challenge. I don't think it was a challenge though, but I definitely posted it in color.
In something interesting one time with sledding. You've used this photo on the show, so that one's out. You got to use the other one.
That's why I did it. That's why I like this one better, and it's a pretty cool photo and his face and all that. But I didn't want to be seen phoning it in.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's my son getting a snow face. And,
no, I'm not even looking at it. I refuse to look at it. I've looked at it already. No,
I photoshopped your face on with those, so now it's interesting.
No, you didn't.
To you. To you it is. Oh, yeah, it's not about you. I went out of my way, and I went and shot one of myself. I went and lit it, and there's that. Now, no, I didn't shoot. The only reason I shot myself is because I literally had nothing else to shoot. So this was the last resort, but went white shirt, white background, and white hair, let's be honest.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's okay. That's what I'm going to say.
It's okay. What is okay about it?
I don't know. It's neither here nor there for me.
Oh, wow. You know what the worst part for you is? This is the worst part. Is that I purposely designed this to be your phone wallpaper for the next year. So you had better learn to love this. You'll notice it's in the exact shape of an iPhone wallpaper.
Thank goodness. Put this so out. Release this. Release this on the Hosers website for people to use as their wallpaper.
That would be conversation ender.
And then we'll have people take pictures of their phone wallpaper, and it better be you in this shot.
Oh no.
Yeah, no, it's a thing. It's like, hey, you got the owl wallpaper.
The only thing more embarrassing than that is when nobody does it.
No, somebody will do it. Frank will do it.
There's no way Frank will do it.
He's already doing it. He's already got it. We haven't even posted this episode. He's already got the wallpaper.
Yeah. He's hacked into my phone. Panger the hacker.
Yeah, even for one day, Frank, send us a photo of Al's wallpaper.
Well, if I'd have known that, I might have ironed my shirt. Like, I couldn't be bothered to iron it. I was like, come
so
on.
So now, the bow tie that's not done, that's wrapped around your neck, is that just to cover your nipples? Is that a nipple hider or what? What's going
Maybe
on there?
Maybe now it is. I hadn't thought of it, but now it's a little bit erotic.
Like, no, it's you're trying to hide the eroticism.
No, you're right. Well, you hint at it. I was going for full Pitbull. I'll be honest. I was Mr. Worldwide.
All right. So check that photo out on Frank's phone coming this week soon. No, just post it as the iPhone wallpaper and see if anyone.
I'll put it out there. You can use it. You can do what Adam says. But I'm going to need to tweak your challenge a little bit.
Okay.
Without altering the photo itself, who can take the most awkward photo with it being their background? Like, it has to be really awkward looking.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, I know you wouldn't. I will get you some Cole's notes, some Cliff notes after the show.
Okay, so it's clear to everyone else what you just said.
Oh, they know. People know what awkward means, Adam. If you don't know what awkward means, trust me.
How do you take a photo with it? I'm confused.
You have to take a photo of, what were you suggesting? Like, how are you going to do a screenshot of your phone with it as a wallpaper and share it?
Yeah. Take a photo with your camera holding your phone of this as your background. You know, maybe there's a time.
Yeah.
The time.
That's what I'm saying.
So how do you make that awkward?
That's not really up to me, is it? I've already done my part of this awkward situation.
Okay, I got it. All right, moving on. Yeah.
Yeah, but you'll notice how much the use of white in this photo is.
There's a lot of white. You satisfied the criteria. Congratulations. Yeah.
A lot of white. And I here's the kicker. I built most of that background in post.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't have a cyclorama. I didn't kneel down on the floor while the rest of the psych was shot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good job.
I have skills like that.
Okay.
All right. Now here's one of your son that you went, oh no, I need a white one. Oh, there's a lot of white ice here.
I'll white use ice, this. White uniform.
Yeah.
Boom. No, I just didn't want to use another dog photo this time. So I was like, I'm going to shoot hockey because we had a hockey game last night. So this was, from the hockey game. Just captured a shot and thought beautiful. But yeah, no, I went in thinking something white at the rink. I was going to just shoot skates or something like a close up with just something that I wouldn't normally shoot. But then I just liked this. So I shot.
It's good. It's good.
I liked it.
It is good. It's lucky. It's lucky. It's white. That's really what it is. I was going to shoot a white background just on its own and just try to sell it as art. But that I was like, there's no way. Like, and then I legitimately, I'm not even joking you, I was going to photograph that, get it printed, build a frame for it, paint the frame white, hang it on the wall and shoot it, and then just said, who am I kidding? I'm not doing that.
Right. Seems like a lot of work for something that isn't good.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I was going to say about this. Oh, your son should do like they do in the Mighty Ducks movies and just like take his helmet off all the time during a game.
Do they? I don't remember that. Is that a thing?
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Well, you have to because the conceit is like you want to see the actors' faces when they're talking. but they have to wear masks. And then they just take them off. Like every shift, they take them off on the bench. The kid gets a penalty shot and he just does it without a helmet.
Really?
I
guess I didn't scrutinize it back in whatever year that was, 1990 or something, right?
Well, I had never seen the movie until this week at all.
Okay.
So that was that stood out for me is when Joe Vancouver there, the guy from Vancouver, Dawson Creek.
Oh, I don't know his name.
Yeah.
Pacey. Pacey from Dawson's Creek.
Yeah, Pacey. I thought that was Johnson.
Joshua Jackson.
Josh Jackson was in a great movie called 1 Week, by the way. If you want to check out a really great movie from quite a few years ago, about a guy who finds out he's got terminal illness. And then unfortunately, Gord Downie shows up in it. Before Gord Downie got sick, though.
Okay, now bring it back to Mighty Ducks and my main critique of the movie is that this really build up to this like triple deke move is basically stick handling. It is stick handling. His three dekes are just stick handling. So someone who like must have known hockey had to be in charge of this movie. And I cannot believe allowed them to call that a triple deke.
I can't believe they allowed a guy who cannot stand up on skates, Emilio Estevez, to announce after the season's over, sometime in the spring, that he's all getting on a bus to go try out for the minors.
Really?
The team is not called the minors. He's going to try out for the minor leagues.
I did not know that was a thing.
Because you go over there, see that rink over there? That's where they have the tryouts for the minors. In May. They have it in May. You can just go. You can just walk up and like try out for the minors.
Right, right.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's how the league works. but then he gets his leg crushed. But he says to them, "Don't worry. Even if I make the team, I'm still coaching you guys," which makes no sense at all because it's in a different town. The minors are in a different town.
Right, right.
And they're both during the winter time.
Yeah.
So, hey, they built an NHL team around it, though, so who am I to judge?
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, good enough. Ours suck. Let's move on.
No, mine's good.
Yeah, yours is awesome. You're probably the winner this week. Probably the winner. Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. Let's get on to the good ones. All right, starting off, we got D. Bradshaw, 75, from Perth, Western Australia. Two Hosers Monthly Challenge with the theme white. Now, he took this morning in Perth City, just after 6 a.m., before it got too hot. Heard something go, because here's the thing, is he took a second photo and posted it as an alternate, because he saw all the snow photos, so he made a snow thing out of Lego or something like that, and said it was snowing, even though it was 42 degrees Celsius. But I like this picture, photographically, I like this picture better.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah. Sure. Yeah, so there's I like it. Looks cool.
And the fellow Australian even chimed in and said, tough break. They've already recorded it. But I responded, no, no. You're in. This was today. This was earlier today.
Wow. Out of B.
Yeah. Yeah. It's So guarantee my awkward phone wallpaper will show up in Perth next week.
Nice.
All right. So, yeah, I like this much better. The symmetry is really well done.
Yeah.
And the shadow helps out, and I like warm weather.
Sure. All of the things.
6 a.m., though.
Yeah.
6 a.m.?
Yeah.
Although I've been at 6 a.m. early the last little while, like even earlier, so good for that. Other than that, I not much to say. The symmetry is great. The muted, I like the muted colors, too, like the shadows. It's not super high contrast. It looks like the contrast has been lowered, and I'm really digging that look right now. Like kind of an old postcard look.
Sure.
Yeah. Next up, we got B.S. Vaughn Photography. This is College Grove, Tennessee. They get snow in Tennessee. I did not know that.
Apparently. I saw other photos on social media. I think this is abnormal at this time of year for Tennessee, but I saw other photos of people posting all the snow that they're having in that part of the world, Nashville.
I saw some in Carolina.
Okay.
Yeah. So I guess maybe it is weird. But anyway, loved all the different colors and the shadows. with the blue sky. Use an iPhone 13 Pro. It did okay. Yeah, it did. This looks really great, especially for an iPhone. It looks fantastic for any camera. What is it? What's the latest iPhone? Is it 13?
I think 13 is the current one, yeah.
I'm so far behind, it's not even funny. And I'm going to end up having to upgrade soon because my battery life is around zero.
Yeah, like, mine too. Mine sucks, but it does what I need it to do most of the time. But yeah, I have an iPhone 7, so it's a little bit ancient. But for what I need, text, phone, search the internet, it's all fine.
People make fun of me. You're like, oh, your phone is so small. It's like, yeah, you want a big phone? I don't get it. Why would you not want a small one?
I also have, like, I'm not an apps guy, so I'd like people say, oh, how do you run anything? I don't run anything. That's kind of the point, is I don't. It's good for searching the web still, though.
Yeah, that's my move. The good news is when your battery only lasts like 4 minutes, it charges in three. So,
perfect.
It works out good for me.
The blue. I like the blue is cool. Yeah.
Yeah, well done. I like the porch, actually.
Sure.
I just like porches in general.
Okay.
All right, next up, Christopher Hand is, he's lobbing this right into your court, Adam.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I like it. Dogs.
Just dogging.
But it's good. It's a good dog shot. Like, you've got the out of focus foreground and background with the snow that looks so cool. So it wouldn't really even matter. Yeah. Whatever you photographed in this situation looks cool, but the dogs definitely, you know, give your photos like an anchor and a focus, and it's just good. The color looks great. It's that sort of overcast. Mm. Everything looks good in that light kind of situation. But I love the snow here. The snow, if there's no snow here, it's fine. The snow makes it terrific.
Yeah, well, you get one dog going one way, one dog going the other. So what?
Sure, yeah.
Oh, come on. Scorsese's mom. Never mind, Adam.
I don't know.
Forget it. Forget it.
Sorry.
Oh, right. Without the beard. That's our friend.
What movie is that?
Never mind.
Okay. All right.
I don't want to get into it. You disappoint me.
Sorry. Once again. Didn't know that reference. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good shot, though. Good shot. Good shot.
Yeah. Adam, you had to go and ruin it. Okay. All right, 16 Paws Photography. Now, have we seen that? Is that a new one? I've not heard of 16 Paws Photography. Have you?
No, I have not.
I'm thinking it might be a first time. I'm getting at it. Is this a first time contributor?
Maybe. Could be. I don't recognize 16 Paws. But the interesting is it's not a dog photo. 16 Paws posted like a Star Trail photo.
Well, it doesn't have to be dogs. He might have four bears at home.
No, but if you're going to like basically come on the scene as 16 Paws, like, come on, man.
He might have four bears at home.
That's true. Yeah. Well, shoot the bears, not a Star Trail photo.
You want to shoot the bears?
Yes. Shoot the bears. Yeah.
You're going to get us canceled, Adam.
Okay. I like the photo. The photo is really good. I wouldn't have known that this was from 16 Paws, looking at the photo, I would have thought this was Star Trail 16 Photography, but this is really well done, like for this kind of photo, which I've never done, so I can't speak to how hard it is, but it looks awesome.
There's a party out at the Moon Tower.
Okay, were you invited?
That was 93, Adam. You're 0 for 2 in the movies.
I don't know any of your references. Oh,
it's a fire tower, not a moon tower. I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right.
In Henryville.
I did know there. Yeah. I did know there's snow in Indiana, though. So.
Okay. All right.
No good, it looks, cool it looks shot. Really great.
Really, really cool.
Yeah, shot. It is really great. Like I like the fact that like oftentimes when with these kind of pictures, you don't have the foreground object so prominent, like taking up so much of the photo, and this is a really great use of that. And really well done on the Star Trek.
And I am the self-proclaimed silhouette king, and I like this silhouette, so there you go.
And you have a new queen, is what you're saying.
Yeah, you have my stamp of approval, 16 Paws. Yeah.
Oh,
silhouette
boy.
Hey, master.
Good news, you can sleep tonight.
Yeah.
16 Paws. There you go. Yeah, Adam's giving you the green light to carry on with your photography.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, good news, everybody. Okay, that got snarky at the end there. All right, yeah,
I'm not going to get into it with you.
Scott Broey, Weetamoo, what a great name, Weetamoo Woods. White, snowshoeing in the whiteness of blizzard conditions, the beginning of a more peaceful woodland hike, shielded by tree cover.
Okay, pretty white, a lot of snow. This is pretty cool looking scene.
Yeah.
My only contention here is the subject is it's going away from the camera. I don't know. It's sort of very anonymous here. I'm guessing he shot a rando dude out in the woods. So Scott, some questions maybe there. I prefer if I could see this person or something. Yeah.
See, I'm wondering if this is his wife, and if she turned around and we saw her face in this image, we'd be looking at an Anne Murray Greatest Hits album.
Okay. All right.
Google all right, it. I mean, that's what's it called? Winter's Song? What's the Anne Murray one called?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't play it every Christmas, Anne Murray. Oh,
Anne Murray's son, quick fact, went to my high school. So there you go.
Of course he did.
Yeah, Will Murray. He was a student at my high school.
Okay. And was friends with, who was the other one that went to your school? Avril Lavigne?
No, she did not. The Emmanuel Creechy, the very
Entourage.
The attractive female, one of the leads from Entourage, but the female.
Do you think she will remember you?
If with a picture for sure, not by name.
Okay. Do you have a picture of you from that time?
Somewhere? I have to find.
You're
I'm sure
to me.
I'm sure I do somewhere. Why are you going to try to social media? Hey, do you know this guy?
Better. I can 100% get it to her.
100%. You'd have to give her context from Unionville High School though.
I will. You give me the intro off. Yeah, don't give out your social security number on social insurance number on the air here, Adam.
Okay. All right.
You give it. I completely forgot about that. You give this to me off mic, and I will 100%. I can't say it'll happen this week based on her schedule, but it'll get to her.
So you know somebody that knows her?
I know pretty much everybody.
I don't know if, like, is she still, like, a working actress these days?
No, she works at a Pizza Hut, Adam.
In Tubing.
Yes, she's a working actress.
I don't know. I haven't seen her in anything since Entourage.
Yeah, we don't go to a Pizza Hut.
And I'm not knocking her career, but she was doing very prominent work for a while. And again, maybe just it's not in the spectrum of what I watch on Netflix or Prime or whatever, right. But I have not seen, I actually thought about it. And I was like, I wonder if she's still kind of a prominent actress. Cause she was getting.
You talked to her in high school.
I sat beside her. She used to cheat off me in English.
Okay. Now, what, she didn't speak English?
No, she did, but I was really good at English. I got like an A+.
Oh, really good at speaking English. Okay.
In grade 12 English. I think it was grade 12. Might have been grade 11. Grade 11 or grade 12.
Okay. It says to be or not to be. Hurry up. The teacher's looking.
Yeah. So she.
Something like that.
And again, like I wasn't dumb. I was like, all right, like go ahead. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So what are you doing later? That's how that went.
No, it never went that way. And our school was an art school, so she was in the drama stream of like the arts program, and I was and I had a girlfriend in the dance stream of the arts program too. So no, it was just one of those things where I was like, I did not know her outside of that English class, but just knew she was in the drama stream and she sat next to me and that's it. We're friendly to each other. So I'd say it's a coin flip. I can't say for certainty she'd remember me because I don't know. If you asked me about a kid I sat next to in a different grade 11 class that I never saw after that, I don't know if I would remember. I think I remember with a picture. I'd be like, oh yeah, that kid kind of looks familiar.
Okay, we're going to find out, Adam. I'm interested. And to be fair, I'm not even kidding you. I'm not trying to make you look bad. If she doesn't remember you, that's completely reasonable, actually.
Sure.
So, but if she does, that's awesome. So this is kind of a win tie for you. There's no lose here.
All right.
So yeah. it sounds like I was being a jerk.
Here's the difference though. She's probably met 18 million more people since high school than I have. So I would probably remember every from high school because my network is small.
Right. Also, she's really, really hot and you're the co-host of a crappy podcast.
Yeah. I don't know if that matters to people, like how memory works. I don't think that that matters. In fact, you might remember me more from not being extraordinarily good looking, just being from super smart, from being super smart, wicked smart.
Right.
Yeah.
Wicked good at Shakespeare. Yeah. Big fan of John Donne.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Getting back to the picture. I like Scott's picture. I really, back to the low contrast, that sort of washed out look. This does have that a little, you're right. It is a little bit, I don't know, dismissive maybe of the person walking away. So besides that part, the back turn part, I really like the low contrast bit here. Really well done.
Okay. All right.
The muted colors too. All right. Next up is the one that you were talking about, your face being included in a PCR ice test
thing. Yeah. I don't get it.
When you look at the picture of how he took it, it's pretty cool. He went to quite a lot of effort. Mike did. This is the one that Mike Roskops. And, so he put a flash and then down in a plastic bag and then actually dumped ice on top of it, which makes for kind of a cool effect that I might steal for something later on, involving my smoke machine as well.
Okay.
But then, so yeah, I like the lighting in this. I don't know. And then there's a reference about Kerry Mullis and the power of the PCR. And I did not know about Kerry Mullis. So I Googled Kerry Mullis and then, I don't know, it was late. So I forget what happened. So I can't give you the Kerry Mullis biography.
Why? What does the PCR have to do with the ice? And then what do I have to do with it?
I can't figure out. I was trying to think of a good joke with the R, but like pretty cool or whatever the R would be. Like, but I can't think of anything.
I just, again, it seems like I don't, I like this. I like to be made fun of. And if I wish you got the joke, someone got the joke. Yeah. And if it's just a random, we'll put Adam's photo into a random photo. I'm like, oh, come on. That's not funny. I want to be a little bit made fun of here. Is that wrong?
I think the fact that they're called Eppendorf tubes is kind of funny.
I don't even understand the photo though. I don't get it.
Yeah. I can't believe the chick from Entourage cheated off you.
Okay. All right.
I don't really get it either. I'll be honest with you, but I like the effort. The effort.
Okay. The effort's no fine. Question. It is white. Okay. So I guess you satisfy that. Yeah. Next time I want to see my face on, I don't know. Like maybe the
girl from Entourage.
Yeah, the girl from Entourage. That would be funny. That. Yeah.
That would be good. All right. Yeah. She won't like it when she gets in touch with you on social media next week though. When she emails your wife with a very stern message.
Right.
Next up is DMAC 14609. Frigid temperature to try frozen bubble photography. I'm a little bit dismayed that you didn't tag DonCom in this. This is a DonCom photo.
Yeah, right? That's what I thought too. This looks.
He would very much appreciate this. I mean, not that we don't.
I think it looks super cool.
It does look really cool. Look like a maple leaf kind of almost frozen in that soap bubble too.
Sure. Yeah.
Looks really cool. Almost as much of a challenge to light them, trying to capture the moment and all that. Yeah, this looks really well. A lot of effort this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well done. No, this is an early favorite for me.
Yeah, same. Next up, this one's actually a huge favorite of mine. I saw it when I first saw it. Roger Dahlman, we're looking at, is from Florida. Her white dress was nicely set off with a dark red color. Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's the weather really was nice, awful, too. Yeah.
With cool temperatures and clouds overhead, but she was a trooper. So yeah, what I like the most is the colors in this one. Like the colors and the lighting. When I first saw it, it's like look at the lighting on her face on the far side, like basically mm-hmm. basically short lighting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it
and
is.
And it's noticeable but subtle. And then with a fantastic background, the great color, like those sort of that muted red, with the kind of the little texture on that door or whatever mm-hmm. it is, the gate.
Yeah.
Door. Dark red door, yeah. Great combo, great look. I mean, almost as this might be a better wallpaper than mine.
Mm-hmm, definitely. But I would still choose to, you know, really get your wallpaper on everyone's phone.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. So, yeah, this is a all-around great one as well.
Yeah, very well done.
Next up, Ken Skolevic. Oh, he zigged when you thought he would zag. You were hoping for a cityscape of a really cool-looking Nordic city. Instead, you got Yoko Ono the cat.
Yeah. See, I want to take credit for this because I feel like the influence of our podcast and all of the dog photos I've been posting inspired Kenneth to go the cat route. And this is so good. This is such a good photo.
This is good. Yeah.
Yeah. I hope Kenneth has a podcast.
Likes his cat.
I think he must have a podcast, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he recaps Entourage episodes. you could be my Yoko Ono. Oh, whoa.
The eyes are so good in this photo and set off
and
by...
And in focus.
And in focus, but the color, it just is great. Like, this is so good. Yeah. He's well better. Done. I told you before, he's better than us.
Us?
And that's as a team, what we could produce together. He's still better. But I'm impressed, and I really think that I'm honored to say that we created this photo, even if it's through the zeitgeist of
100% our fault.
Yeah, so we got him to get off of those giant landscapes that are kind of getting
boring.
Quit
wasting your time with those cool landscapes
and on to cat photography.
Find some cats.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. That's there great advice. That's a million-dollar advice right there.
Hey, if you want to be in a cat calendar, you can't be taking those kind of landscape shots.
No, unless it's, I don't know, I can't.
Catscapes.
All right.
Catscapes.
I was going to make some joke about the cat skills or something like that, but it's a mountain joke. It's not that funny.
Okay.
All right. Next, speaking of mountains, next up is the Donkey Lasher. This is in France. No Snow in the UK, great Sex Pistols album, by the way. Had to travel to France and learn to ski. Really learn to ski? First time? At Tuhoser, surely at least a B for effort. Well, definitely an A for effort if you learn to ski. Although you should learn to snowboard. If at this point you're just starting, why waste your, don't waste your time with skiing. Snowboarding way cooler.
Sure. I don't know. I don't do it, so...
Do you ski?
I did when I was a kid until I was probably in university and then never again. So,
right. You shut down a lot of things in university.
Yeah. 20 years without skiing. So,
no more baseball. No more skiing.
Yeah.
No more talking to girls sitting next to you.
Yeah. Yeah. I retired all of those things.
But turned a lot of taps off.
I'm a big fan. Maybe I shouldn't be. I don't know. I kind of like the name, the Donkey Lasher. Like, that's a good tag. I'm not sure if it's offside in some way, if it's some strange reference to something that I don't know about, but it is a catchy name.
Well, it's a bar in Tijuana.
It's a catchy name, the Donkey Lasher. I hope he doesn't really, like, lash donkeys, though.
Okay, well, we'll find out.
Okay.
Okay, so there's that. No, definitely very cool. I like the slope here, that whole part. It just reminds me of being up in the mountains. So it's really great. And that one guy over there wondering, hey, don't be using this photo on a podcast, buddy. That's what he's thinking.
Yeah.
Definitely what he's yelling.
Lash your donkey.
All right. Let's make it weird. All right, next up. Thank you. Thanks for learning how to ski, though. That's the important
good job.
Part.
Yeah, way to go.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Next up, Frank Pang, 97. Another close-up of the last time it was snow, this time it's frost. Next time, I guess by next time it'll be close above just dew, morning dew. We're getting slowly warmer.
It's a thawing process for Frank.
Yeah. So he's your buddy. You start. Okay.
I'm not sure, Frank. I can't get on board with this one. I'm out.
Yeah.
Frank.
Like when I used to live by myself, this looks like something I would find in my fridge. Back in the day. Like, is that yogurt? I don't know. I don't know if it's yogurt.
Is that on my bread?
Yeah, I don't really know what that is. Am I gonna die if I eat that? Yes, all right.
Yeah, it's fine. Frank, you've got better in you.
No, hold on. Let's give Frank at least some credit. He sought out some nice light, like a nice slash of light.
That's true.
With some shadow in there. And look how the color temperature of the slash of light versus the color temperature of the shade.
It's all true.
I think we just gave Frank the short shrift on something. He did a lot better than we thought.
Okay. All right.
And the little part that's melting there in the sun.
Yeah, you're too nice, Frank. This blows.
Oh, no. This is my wallpaper.
All right. Okay, you put that as your wallpaper. You got to flip it probably, right? Because it's a wide shot.
And, don't worry, but I won't have time. By the time I load the picture up, my battery will die, so it doesn't matter.
And then Frank will have your photo, and it'll be like a little like wallpaper swap.
Like Blood Brothers.
Yeah, but with wallpaper.
Yeah.
Okay,
but with wallpaper. Yeah, thanks for clarifying at the very end. Right. Otherwise, people would think it's weird. Yeah. Tom Tatarka. Now that's a John Candy character, right?
Sure.
From Tacoma?
It sounds like a 1980s wrestler.
I think it's Tom Tuttle from Tacoma.
Sure.
That was the one with the volcano, Joe versus the volcano or something like that.
Oh, I did not watch that. That was Tom Hanks, right?
Yeah.
Okay, didn't watch it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah, he what did he ever end up doing? No. He's still a working actor?
No.
Yeah. All right, White Sunshine and Snow. All right, this one's really great. I like this one a lot because I'm wondering, is that your friend in the wood chipper over there?
Okay. All right. I wasn't thinking that. This looks like it's part of a series though, right? Like it looks like...
Oh, it is. I didn't check that out.
Yeah, so this is a sweeping landscape, I think.
Oh, I missed that. I thought it was good on its own.
It is good, and I like the sky, and I like the amount of exposure in the snow, like it seems like it's just right, and the lens flare and the sun, like all cool. Even interesting that the horizon line is like pretty much smack dab in the middle, so it's got some symmetry to it. So I like it. Yeah,
I'm just loading up the full image because I want to see the rest of it. And oh no, it's not a sweeping one. It's just a blurry close up of some snow.
Mm. Nice.
In fact, I kind of wish I didn't have the internet right now.
Okay. All right.
Tom, you opened with the masterpiece and then something Adam would do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
wait. Boo. Wait a second.
I wasted a click. I get like 1,000 clicks a week and that was one of them.
That's too bad.
They add up. Yeah. So, okay. Did you at least catch the wood chipper reference? No.
Is that from, that's from, Sling Blade or something?
Yeah, sure. Sling Blade. Good enough.
Sure.
Nope. 0-3, Adam. Good for you. That's from Sling Blade. That's right. And a very snowy movie, Sling Blade.
Yeah. Very
snowy. I never saw it. It was with that guy from Three's Company's in there, right?
Yes.
I think he is. I think they were like really good friends.
Okay.
Yeah. He used to carry a vial of blood, John Ritter's blood around his neck.
I know that reference.
I may be mixing up stories.
I know that reference.
Yeah. So there's that. All right. Next up, Marumal 97, a fir tree in the garden after some heavy frosts late in the afternoon. Another Anne Murray cover, by the way.
Sure. Yeah. This goes head to head with Frank for me here.
I was waiting for you to say it. I was teeing that up, lobbing a muffin out over the plate to see if you would hit that.
Yeah. I don't know. Frank might have you here. He has the slash of light. He has the slash of light. Don't forget about the slash of light.
Yeah, but what's going on in that little, like the dark hole in the right middle there? What's going on back there? You don't know. Aren't you left wondering? Is that where the Ewoks live?
Could be. Yeah.
You don't know.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Now this one has some mystery to it for me now.
Yeah. Plus, I wonder if he sent his picture to at World Nature IG with the hat, with the thing. Yeah, I love getting those, by the way. Whenever I post, like for our show, I post the picture for the challenge. It's always like, hey, promoted on something. Like, what are we doing here? I'm not going to promote it on your pretend channel.
Right.
Come on, just stop it. So I have to go through and delete those. I'd leave them on mine, but I leave them on yours.
Okay, great.
No, I delete them on all. All right, next up, we got David 120 Williams. He really struggled with the Two Hosers theme of white this month. Hey, us too. So I decided to post all of my attempts. See, there you go. He made like 10 attempts. And hopefully he gets recognition of effort rather than quality. Well, this isn't kindergarten, David, so no. Also included spanner and tape measure shots to garner positivity from the Holzfäller woodworking team. And we're back. We're back in my good graces. Let me know which is your favorite.
Okay. This is one shot though, right?
No, he posted like 10 different, like completely different ones. And this is one of them. I chose the one I liked the best.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, like,
had you had any investment in time investment in the show, you'd have gone through and seen them yourself.
Okay, no, I didn't do that. I have to say, okay, before you say anything, is that I really like this photo.
Yeah, so do I. That's why I picked it.
This is really good. But it's not just like, oh, hey, it's the best of the photos and they all suck. No, this is really good.
Can be true.
With basically just like what I would think, like if I had a stack of books and I was going to photograph them, I would be like, there's no way I can make this good. Like there's no making this a good photo. And he pulled it off. Like it's really good. And I couldn't have done this. I couldn't have even come up with a concept to make this look interesting. So well done. All the white spines of the books and the lighting.
That's what I like.
The lighting is fantastic though. This is like product photo 101. However he lit this. I don't know if it says, I haven't read that far, but terrific. This looks like could be the cover of a magazine or something.
Yeah, it does. I liked it because all of the things you said, the fact that he found that many white books, and then all the different fonts really make it, and he stacked them in size. The bottom one, the Australian wine book, which is all it consists of, Vegemite, and then with Anthony Kiedis' book there in the middle, which does he mention when he moved in with a 14-year-old girl? Does he talk about that, I wonder, in the book?
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay. You know the singer Donovan?
No.
You know some of his songs, like They Call Me Mellow Yellow.
Oh, sure. One? Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's Donovan. And then Hurdy Gurdy Man. And he's got a bigger song. I can't think of his bigger one. But yeah, his daughter lived with Anthony Kiedis when she was like 14.
Okay.
You know her. She's from Say Anything.
I appreciate that the top book is John McEnroe's book. That's awesome.
Okay. We're getting off the fact that there's, I'm trying to, you keep talking about, oh, John McEnroe, he is serious.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to hear one of a Donovan's big hits.
Okay, go. You're going to sing it?
Those are them, Hurdy Gurdy Man and Mellow Yellow. That's what they're listing.
Okay.
As the big ones.
Great. Yeah.
Season of the Witch. No, that's one I know. That's one I know. Sunshine Superman. I know that one. Atlantis 2 from the movie you didn't know earlier, Goodfellas.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe it just came back full circle because I actually knew he did that song. And I feel bad not ending on this photo now after tying it off.
Is there another photo?
There's one more. The bar scene. Remember when they kill Billy Batts in the bar? When he comes back and I didn't mean to get blood on your floor. And then that song by Donovan is playing Atlantis. And it's amazing. Amazing scene, Marty. Anyway, his daughter lived with Anthony Kiedis for a bit and then did the show, the movie Say Anything.
Great.
Great photo. All right, check out the rest of them. Check out the rest and see what you think, though. They're better than he lets on, and but that was the best one.
Okay.
All right, last up is Duca Pixel. This is Cafe Latte, but no latte. Mm. Canon 40D with the nifty 50 and two speed lights. Choice of gear was inspired by the Two Hosers episode 577 topic. That seems pretty recent, like I should remember.
That was like gear two episodes matter. Ago. Gear doesn't matter. Yeah. Well done. Yeah, good photo.
Yeah. I had something similar in mind for doing mine. Very, very similar. And then I was like, you know what? I'm not going to beat this, so don't do it. Don't compete. If you can't win, don't bother competing. Just retire from skiing in high school.
That's what I was going to say. Well, that's what Wayne Gretzky said, yeah.
That's what he said. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take, so just get some popcorn, watch. Yeah. No, this is well done. I like how the, at least on my monitor, how the cup blends into the background.
Yeah, mine too. It really does. Yeah. It just looks cool. It's pleasing to the eye. There's almost a mood that goes with it. And that's coming from someone who loves coffee, but this just makes you feel kind of warm and fuzzy, or at least that's how it makes me feel. Yeah.
I can almost smell the coffee is what someone who's really pretentious would say.
Sure.
Yeah. So I'm glad you didn't, because I was going to make fun of you.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So there we go. All right. Thanks once again, everybody, for submitting your photos. Hope we didn't miss anybody. If we did, blame Adam.
Yeah.
Did we pick a winner? Did we pick winners?
I think I won.
I got Frank Pang out by a nose.
Yeah. No, if I'm going with my favorite, it's the books. I like the books.
It's the books. Mostly because it's pretty recent in your memory.
That too.
And you can't think that far back.
No, I'm quickly scrolling down of the ones in the comments, and I'm still going with books. Books is my favorite.
Yeah, same. Yeah. I really like the books too. Like that was like, for me, it was no brainer. I scrolled through all of them. I appreciated the pandering to the Holz Federer woodworking with the tape measure, especially in metric. Ultimately I was like, well, the book one's really great.
The bubble's good too. That's also good. Yeah.
You all tie for first. That's
what we're saying. And the cat's good, and the portrait of the girl in front of the door. Yeah, there's a lot of good. Frank, you finished last.
My headphones are hurting my ears now, Adam.
Frank is last. I'm just gonna say that right now. Frank, you've got a lot of work to be done for next week. Or next month. Next month, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he's parked outside your house. So
no, I want Frank to participate in all the weekly challenges too, because I like Frank.
Okay. there's a guarantee that at least twice a week you have cut Frank off, or Frank has cut you off in traffic.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'd say
that's at least probably. Twice a week on the way to work. There's been some, and you don't even know it. He would probably know it. He's seen your face on the PCR tube, so.
Frank is my favorite. I'm trying to push Frank to be the best photographer in Richmond, and right now he's second. I'm not sure who first is, but he's second.
He doesn't like the way you drive, though. That's what I'm telling you.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, challenge for February. That's next. That's this month, Adam.
Okay.
Adam, this was Adam's 100% Adam's call. He's like, hey, February, it's Valentine's Day, so rouge.
Yeah, that's what I said. I woke up and I just popped my head off the pillow and went, rouge.
La rouge. Rot auf Deutsch. Red in English. That's it, right? We're doing colors back-to-back months. Why? Because we're void of ideas. No, I'd like to see what people do with red, a little color to it. I don't think we've done that. So put that on Instagram, hashtag it Two Hosers Monthly Challenge, hashtag it Hey Hosers. Even better, do both and tag us at Two Hosers, and we will check that out. Only a couple weeks from now, Adam, because February, I don't know if you know this, only has the 28 days.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Shortest month of the year.
Okay, thanks. Now I know. I got it. I just wrote it down.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and now the girl from Entourage knows it too. So there's that. All right, challenge for next week, Adam. Do a headshot.
Nice. I'm going to do that.
You can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did. I mean, I did mine for my monthly challenge, but I'll just double up and do it again.
Just crop it tighter.
Fill it up again.
Yeah.
Once it hits your lips, it's so good.
Right. I know that reference.
That's the finally you got a movie quote. Finally, yeah. You got one at the very end. All right, that's enough for this week. Websites, Adam, you're Instagram guy.
Hardly. I haven't posted for a while, but Sunny the Woodle occasionally posts. So
post. Yeah, check a lot.
She got a bad haircut this week. Yeah, it's starting to look ironic. Better. It's starting to get look a little bit better now, but I posted a before and after shot and it looks pretty goofy because, you know, they do the whole blowout thing and it's kind of. And also because, you know, I don't know about all dogs, but Sunny for sure, her undercoat is much lighter than her surface fur. So as they cut the surface fur, like just around their face, because they're trying to like basically make it so she can see. It looks very funny because it's all a much lighter kind of blonde color than the surface fur. And so it looks something very startling. I wasn't sure it was the same dog I got back when I picked her up from her puppy haircut. Yeah.
What about paint drying? How does that go?
Well, first you lay the paint.
Okay.
Watch the Holzfäller woodworking if you want to hear that sort of
stuff. Yeah, that's right. No, that's wow. Low hanging fruit. There you go.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, there you go.
Fine,
but go to HoltzfellerWoodworking.com for some serious fun. Not only will you not fall asleep, you'll watch it a second time.
Right. That's I do. I get together with my friends on a Friday and we sit down and we watch it. Yeah.
Yeah. If you had friends, I might believe that.
No, Frank's coming over later and we're watching
it together. Frank's going on the big screen. Hey, can you put the white background up and project it?
Yeah.
That's what they're hoping. They're like that. Yeah. So, yeah, check that out. HoltzfellerWoodworking.com. New episodes pretty much every week right now. Every week, every 10 days, something like that. Okay. Which, by the way, turns out is really hard to keep up a weekly new episode every week.
Okay.
So far, every week, every 10 days, something like that. Check it out. Tell your friends about it. The end. Or you can find my stuff at AlanAverage.com or the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, the photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.